Part 29, Chapter 4. Out of the night sky, from the north, rushing far ahead of its sound, seen at first as just another star, a plane approached Kariba. The anti-aircraft gunner intercom sounded. The plane was friendly and requested permission to land. Johnny went to watch it set down. The door opened and somebody jumped out. The face was a white blur in the night. Johnny peered more closely. Bandages. Somebody with his face totally bandaged. A finger pointing at Johnny's beard.
The very thing!
It was Dunaldine.
Hey.
They swatted each other happily. Then Dunaldine pushed Johnny back into better light and looked at him.
The very thing! Somebody cut your beard half off, and mine's burnt half off. Make an appointment for me with your barber.
Did you get shot down?
Said Johnny, looking a little anxiously at the swath of bandages on his face.
Oh, now, laddie, don't be insulting. Ah, what Bulbar or Draken or Hockner could shoot down the ace of all aces, eh? No, Johnny boy, it was helping fight fire. It's not too bad a burn, but you know, Dr. Allen, never happy unless he swaddled you up like an innocent babe.
How is it up there?
Ah, bad. We got the fire out, but that's all you can say for it. Dwight and Thor are trying to open tunnels, but the rock slides, There's lots of hope, but that's all I can give you. Say, did that small grey man come back here? Is that his ship over there?
Was he at Edinburgh?
Oh, that he was. Went all round bothering everybody, asking questions. Got in everybody's way. And then he seemed to get what he was looking for and went swooshing up to Aberdeen. Almost got himself shot down. He was looking for the king, you know, chief of Clan Fergus.
How is he, the chief?
Well, he's a blader. You know, doesn't stop bleeding once he's cut. I'm always telling him to stay out of wars. They're unhealthy. Anyway, we found him outside and rushed him to the Aberdeen Hospital, and they gave him transfusions. This small grey man tried to get in to see him, and of course the gillies threw him out. But then Dr. Allen got cornered by him. Seems like this guy...
He indicated the ship, where the lights were flashing.
...has been collecting books and libraries all over the place. He pictographs them, and he got Dr. Allen to tell him what was wrong with the chief. And they looked it up in a lot of old man books. And Dr. Allen found there was a compound called vitamin K that made blood coagulate. And they synthesized some, and what do you know? The bleeding stopped. The chief's recovering. What is this small gray man? A doctor?
No, he's the sector branch manager of the Galactic Bank. I'll tell you more later, but he was up there making sure this planet had a government.
Well... It was a nice thing to do, anyway,
said Dunaldine. Johnny was glad for the chief, but he sure was beginning to feel surrounded by the bankers. He didn't tell Dunaldine they were about to foreclose on them.
You see Stormalong?
Dunaldine shook his head.
Let's get Sir Robert. He's dead to the world in the plane.